Two powerful figures faced each other in silence, Archangel Michael and Satan. Between them, the body of Moses, surrounded by an aura of holiness. Michael, without resorting to curses, declared firmly, "The Lord rebuke you." At that moment, the fate of Moses and the balance between good and evil were at stake. How did they get here? The story behind this confrontation is so deep and fascinating that it will keep you hooked from beginning to end. Before continuing, don't forget to subscribe and like this video. Your interactions are crucial to spreading God's message to more people. Now, let's continue. In ancient Egypt, the Hebrews suffered under the oppression of the Pharaohs. Desperate to protect her son from a decree that ordered the death of all Hebrew boys, a mother placed her baby in a basket of reeds and set it adrift on the Nile River. The current carried the boy to the Pharaoh's palace gardens, where the Pharaoh's daughter, moved by the baby's cries, rescued and adopted him as her own son, naming him Moses, which means drawn from the water. Moses grew up surrounded by luxury and received an education in the Egyptian royal court, learning arts, sciences, and war tactics from the great empires. However, in his heart, he always felt an inexplicable connection to the Hebrews, the Pharaoh's slaves. As an adult, Moses witnessed the mistreatment of his blood brothers. In an impulsive act of justice, he killed an Egyptian taskmaster who was beating a Hebrew. Realizing the repercussions of his act, Moses decided to flee to the desert of Midian, Exodus 2:11-12. There, he found refuge and started a new life as a shepherd. One day, while tending his father-in-law Jethro's flock, Moses was drawn to an incredible sight, a bush burning with fire but not consumed. As he approached, he heard the voice of God calling him, Exodus 3:4. God gave him the mission to return to Egypt and free the Israelites from slavery. Despite his doubts and insecurities, Moses accepted the divine call and prepared for the monumental task ahead. Moses returned to Egypt and, together with his brother Aaron, confronted the Pharaoh demanding the release of the Israelites. After a series of devastating plagues sent by God, the Pharaoh finally relented. Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt in a miraculous escape, crossing the Red Sea. The waters parted to allow the people to pass, and then closed over the Egyptian army pursuing them, ensuring their escape, Exodus 14:22. After the liberation, Moses guided the Israelites to Mount Sinai, where he received the Ten Commandments from God, establishing a divine covenant with his people. The 40 years the Israelites spent in the desert were a time of trials and spiritual growth. While wandering through the arid lands, the people's faith was repeatedly tested. As their leader, Moses faced the constant task of maintaining the people's morale and faith in God, despite the complaints and disobedience that arose among them. In the desert, the Israelites experienced the miraculous provision of manna and water from the rock, but also faced divine discipline when they rebelled against God's will, Deuteronomy 8:3. One of the most critical moments in the desert occurred at Meribah. The people, thirsty and desperate, cried out to Moses and Aaron for water. God instructed Moses to speak to a rock so that water would flow from it, but, frustrated by the people's constant complaints, Moses struck the rock twice with his staff. Although water flowed abundantly, God rebuked Moses for his disobedience and lack of trust in divine instructions. As a consequence, God said he would not be allowed to enter the Promised Land, Numbers 20:12. Despite this punishment, Moses continued to lead the Israelites faithfully. When they finally reached the borders of the Promised Land, God took Moses to Mount Nebo, from where he could see the vast expanse of the land God had promised to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Deuteronomy 34:4. Moses died in the land of Moab at 120 years old. Despite his advanced age, the Bible emphasizes that his eyesight had not weakened, nor had his strength diminished. His death marked the end of an era for the Israelites, who had depended on his leadership and guidance for decades. Moses was the intermediary between God and his people, an incomparable leader whose legacy would endure for generations. Moses' burial was shrouded in mystery. The Bible tells us that God himself took charge of burying him in the Valley of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows the exact location of his grave to this day, Deuteronomy 34:6-7. This final act of divine care underscores the intimate and special relationship Moses shared with God. Moses' death left a profound void in the hearts of the Israelites, who mourned his passing for 30 days on the plains of Moab. They reflected on his life and leadership, remembering how he had interceded for them, guided them with firmness and compassion, and been God's instrument to bring them the law and the promise of a new land. The death of Moses not only marked the end of an era for the Israelites, but also triggered a confrontation in the spiritual realms. The Bible mentions in the Epistle of Jude a mysterious event, a dispute between Archangel Michael and Satan over Moses' body. After Moses' death, Satan appeared intending to claim his body. The Bible does not specify all the exact reasons, but Satan's intentions were clear: to dishonor Moses' legacy and possibly tempt the Israelites into idolatry. The scene unfolds in an unknown place, with Moses' body lying and the evil spirit of Satan approaching with dark purposes. His presence was ominous, a reminder of Satan's constant antagonism to divine plans. He wanted to use Moses' body as a symbol of his victory over a man who had been crucial in Israel's liberation and law. At this crucial moment, Archangel Michael appeared, a heavenly warrior and defender of God's will. Michael, aware of the holiness of Moses' body and its importance in the divine plan, stood between Satan and the body, determined to protect the prophet's legacy. The confrontation between Michael and Satan was not a physical combat, but a clash of wills and purposes. Satan, the accuser, tried to impose his right over Moses' body, but Michael, firm in his mission, did not yield. Instead of resorting to curses or threats, Michael used supreme authority, pronouncing the words that defined the conflict's resolution. "The Lord rebuke you," Jude 1:9. These words, filled with power and divine authority, made it clear that Moses' fate, even in death, was in God's hands. Satan had no power or right to claim what belonged to God. With this declaration, Michael reaffirmed God's supremacy and justice, protecting Moses' body from any desecration and ensuring that his final rest remained sacred and mysterious. The reasons why Satan wanted Moses' body are shrouded in mystery, but we can infer several motives based on his constant opposition to divine plans. Moses was a central figure in the history of the Israelites, not only as a leader, but as the bearer of God's law. By claiming his body, Satan sought to dishonor his legacy and ultimately undermine divine authority. One of Satan's main motives could have been to use Moses' body as a tool to tempt the Israelites into idolatry. Throughout their history, the Israelites showed a tendency to stray and worship tangible objects. If Satan could transform Moses' body into an object of worship, he could divert the people from their worship of God, creating a symbol that directly contradicted the commandments Moses had received. 1 Peter 5:8. Moses was the living symbol of the law. His body represented the delivery of the Ten Commandments and the covenant between God and Israel. Desecrating his body would have been a symbolic victory for Satan, who always sought to discredit and destroy what is sacred to God. Dishonoring Moses' body would essentially have been an attack against the law itself and the moral and order it represented. Satan could also have intended to use Moses' body to create a false religion or cult around him. He knew that the Israelites deeply respected Moses, and that anything associated with him could easily become an object of veneration. By diverting the people's devotion to an idol created from Moses' body, Satan could have sown confusion and disobedience among the Israelites, turning them away from the true faith in God. Moses' body had significant symbolic power in the spiritual struggle between good and evil. For Satan, obtaining it and desecrating it would have been a trophy in his ongoing war against divine plans. Revelation 20:10. Archangel Michael is known in biblical tradition as the great protector of the righteous and the defender of God's people. From his first mention, Michael appears as a heavenly warrior, always ready to fight the forces of evil in the name of divine justice. Daniel 10:13. His intervention in the dispute over Moses' body underscores his essential role in safeguarding divine purposes and protecting the saints. When Satan tried to claim Moses' body, it was Michael who stood up to defend it. His mission was not only to protect Moses' physical body, but also to preserve his spiritual legacy and the sanctity of his person. Michael understood that Moses' body had deep significance, and that allowing it to fall into Satan's hands would be a symbolic defeat in the eternal struggle between good and evil. Michael's strategy in this confrontation was remarkable for its simplicity and depth. Instead of resorting to curses, insults, or violent confrontations, Michael used divine authority to rebuke Satan. His words, "The Lord rebuke you," not only demonstrated his respect for God's supreme power, but also his wisdom in not directly confronting the accuser. By invoking the name of the Lord, Michael reaffirmed that all authority and judgment belong to God. The role of angels in the struggle between good and evil is of vital importance. Angels like Michael act as agents of God's will, protecting the righteous, guiding believers, and fighting the forces of darkness. Their presence is a reminder of the ongoing spiritual battle that takes place beyond our visible world. The story of Michael and the dispute over Moses' body teaches us about faithfulness, divine protection, and God's supremacy in all things, reminding us that we are not alone in our spiritual struggles. Moses' life is a testament to integrity and unwavering dedication to God's purposes. His legacy as a leader and prophet left an indelible mark on the history of the Israelites and the Judeo-Christian faith. Through his actions and decisions, Moses showed absolute commitment to the mission God had entrusted to him, even when facing personal doubts and challenges. His life exemplifies how an individual can, with divine help, overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles and fulfill a transcendental mission. Humility and obedience were fundamental pillars in Moses' life. Despite being raised in the opulence of Pharaoh's court, Moses never allowed pride to obscure his judgment. His decision to identify with the Hebrews and his willingness to follow God's instructions, even when he did not fully understand them, demonstrate deep humility. This humility was crucial when he repeatedly interceded for his people, showing that a true leader must serve and sacrifice for others. God's secret burial of Moses adds a layer of mystery and significance to his story. By not revealing the location of his grave, God prevented the Israelites from turning his tomb into a site of idolatry, thus protecting the sanctity of Moses' legacy. This act also underscores the special respect and love God had for Moses, ensuring that his final rest was treated with the utmost reverence and discretion. The spiritual lessons that believers can learn from this event are profound and varied. Firstly, Moses' story teaches us the importance of obedience and faith in God, even when facing difficult circumstances. Additionally, Archangel Michael's intervention shows us that God always protects and cares for his servants, even after death. The story of the dispute over Moses' body reaffirms God's supreme power and the futility of Satan's efforts. Despite his constant attempts to divert and destroy, Satan cannot prevail against God's will. Michael's victory over Satan not only protected Moses' body, but also demonstrated that God's power is absolute and that no evil force can thwart his plans. Moses' life and death, as well as the dispute over his body, teach us valuable lessons about faith, perseverance, and divine protection. Through his humility, obedience, and integrity, Moses left a lasting legacy that continues to inspire generations of believers. Divine intervention in his life and death underscores God's constant presence and protection in our lives. Remembering Moses, we are called to live with faith and trust in God, knowing that, like Moses, we are under the protection and care of the Almighty. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isaiah 41:10. After delving into this fascinating and profound story of Moses, his life full of faith and challenges, and the incredible celestial dispute over his body, we find ourselves inspired and reflective of God's greatness and the constant battle between good and evil. This story not only reminds us of the importance of humility, obedience, and faith, but also of God's powerful protection and love for his servants. I invite everyone now to join in prayer so that we may carry these lessons in our hearts and apply them in our daily lives. Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble and grateful hearts, marveling at the story of your servant Moses. Thank you for showing us, through his life, the importance of faith, obedience, and humility. We are grateful for the protection and love you show us, just as you did with Moses. Lord, we recognize that, like Moses, we face trials and challenges that test our faith. Help us to remember his example and remain firm in our trust in you. May we obey you in every aspect of our lives, trusting in your perfect plan, even when we do not understand all the details. We ask, O God, that you give us Moses' humility, so that we may serve others with the same love and dedication, always putting others before ourselves. Allow us to be faithful leaders in our communities, guiding others to you with integrity and compassion. Father, we thank you for the protection you provide us. Just as you sent Archangel Michael to defend Moses' body, we ask that you send your angels to protect and guide us in our spiritual battles. Remind us constantly that although the forces of evil try to divert us, your power is supreme and your will shall prevail. Help us to live with the assurance that we are under your constant care. May Moses' story inspire us to have unshakable faith and to seek your presence at all times. Help us to see beyond our circumstances and trust that you are working all things for our good. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us the true meaning of faith and obedience, we lift this prayer. May his example of love and sacrifice guide each of our steps. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this journey through Moses' life and the powerful celestial dispute over his body. We hope this story has inspired and strengthened your faith, reminding you of God's infinite love and protection. If you enjoyed this content and wish to continue deepening your biblical knowledge, subscribe to our channel. Don't forget to like this video, activate the notification bell for new content updates, and leave your comments below. We would love to hear your thoughts and reflections on this story. Additionally, if you found value in this message, please share this video with your friends and family so they too may be blessed and inspired. We bid you farewell with the hope that you continue your faith journey with renewed strength and trust in God. Until next time, and may God bless you abundantly.